So what made you guys come together and just create this collective where you guys want to create your own stories, your own worlds, and stuff like that?
I was fortunate enough to meet Mr. Ali here and everything in Inferno when I was doing some freelance work for another title. And then from there, basically, we opened a dialogue via email. As you know, fortunately, the technology of the day and everything allowed us to like correspond, do a little kind of filler projects and everything together, and obviously get a build up of rapport, a working rapport, a personal communique and everything, and realize that, you know, we have a same venture when it comes down to what we want to project in this industry, because it can't just be about one flash in the pan book and then that's it. You have to be willing and ready to do a multimedia platform. And so this is about building a popular culture staple, and not just something where it's just like, you know, this is not one title. Hey, I did a comic book and be happy about it and everything. And then also it's a level of infusion, a level of diversity that people talk about a lot, but not really necessarily do genuinely in a manner to where it's permanent. You know, like it's something that's done and then it's kind of a temporary thing, but then those titles either get canceled out or the original characters take their mantle again. Yeah. So this is something where these are fresh, new, original titles that we put in for the children and young adults and older too that want to enjoy fantasy and have something that's very relatable to them.
And you talk about a multimedia platform, so do you want to, is there any specific places you want to venture out to with
all of,
that beef?
Yeah, we're looking at, you know, we're starting digital, we're doing traditional print, limited releases.
Yeah.
We will be doing animation, gaming, film, you know, live action film, ultimately. Merchandising, definitely. I mean, like, it's something that, you know, you start off and then you evolve the platforms and everything as they grow. And then, see, and then of course, approach them, you know, when right, when ready and everything. I think one of the biggest things, I'm sure my partner would agree, is that people tend to bite off more than they can chew before they're ready. And that can be the downfall of something of a very sincere idea or vision. But you have to have the action plan. You have to have the resource. You have to have the people who have the level of confidence to back you in this venture and know that there's going to be a return out there. You can't just go in there saying, like, hey, I got all these ideas, and then, you know, have nothing to make those come to fruition.
Yeah, and in terms of just, again, the multimedia platform, how important do you think technology is in terms of reaching out to fans and people?
It's totally important. That's why we're talking now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, really think. You're answering your own question. I mean, like, when you stop and think about it, technology, especially today, I mean, they correlate, they go hand in hand. Because independent, there are a lot of independents who are out right now, but they wouldn't be able to do remotely what they're able to do right now in terms of reaching as many people ultimately with the right promotion, with the right awareness and everything, if it wasn't for social media outlets. I mean, like the Big Two, as well as other entities such as Dark Horse Image and so on and so forth, you know, those studios as well have to be able to now compete with that, because, you know, you could have an independent studio that has, you know, a large fan base, large following, large invested, physically invested following, you know, because of social media now. So with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and anything else I might be missing, is very important. Those things are very important. And then I'm in Ohio. My partner here is in Maryland. I have a couple of people working for me in Florida and in Delaware and California and so on and so forth. And we're all able to communicate because of this, you know, either social media or just technology in general. So that is very important.
Can you walk me through, like, the creative process in terms of creating this unique vision where, of course, these stories are there on their own, but they have their own continuity. So is there a specific, I don't know, like a thread or a message you want to get through all the books, or do you give your creators a little more freedom?
Well, I mean, like, the idea is that I definitely have creative freedom and everything. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to be both, you know, with lead artists and then also, like, developing in some of the writing titles and everything that's there. I'll use Black Rose, for example. Zach has been doing had the idea for the character and evolved the character since he was young. Over those periods of time and everything, the character obviously evolves and matures as you learn and as you grow. By the time it gets to transitioning that idea into script, you develop the writing layout. How is the story arc? How many issues that story arc going to be? How will this impact the character? And then, like, is it going to be? And again, we're not trying to like get on a soapbox and say like blah blah blah. You know, like it's nothing about being preachy. These are just, if you pick something up from it, great. If you just read it for the content and want to be absorbed in a fantasy world for a little bit, that's great too. So get what you want out of it. But then from the scripting, you come up with the layouts and the development of the characters and how will these characters look, because a sketch you did when you were younger may not necessarily be the same translation we need for now. And so like it evolves into more of that, but you want to maintain the integrity of what the original concept is and everything and make it come to fruition. And so I've been real fortunate to be able to do that naturally. That's just a God-given talent, which I'm very humbled for. And translate those things out from storyboard, now from sketches to storyboard to actual panels, and then we evolve them from there. And I'm real fortunate. I have a great colorist who's very talented with his work, Alexander Kutry. He's very, very talented with his artistic application of make the images jump off the page. And then as we continue to grow, as we're doing now, grow our creative team with artists who are as equal, if not better, which is going to be hard because I'm a lead artist.
Yeah.
But who are just as capable and competent to follow the action plan that we have laid out. Oh, you're going to just see a level of continuous quantity and quality, which is the mandate, quality and quantity, come through the studio that people just won't expect.
And can you both talk about Black Rose a little bit? Just
I'm going to let the creator take that.
You want me to say?
Okay. Yeah, me say
okay. Let me see.
Unless you want me to start the process of explaining the character.
Yes, yeah. Please. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because I've been rambling.
Black Rose is like a combination between Scarface and
Batman.
And Batman.
James Bond,
all integrated into one character. The concept of Black Rose is that if you look traditionally, from an urban perspective, is that majority of the heroes or the anti-heroes that they actually look up to have been the Godfather, Scarface,
yeah.
Michael Corleone. I mean, it's all been an Italian or a Cuban.
Yeah, these figures that have come from places where they've come from.
Exactly. So specifically with Black Rose, he's African American. And so he is not quote unquote, a gangster, but the persona that he exudes from the Black Rose is a gangster's image, but as far as his identity, a Solomon Moore is actually a businessman. And so from him going through the process of having this so-called vigilante alter ego, it has allowed him to harness the relationships where if you had various so-called criminal elements in each city around the United States, that ego of Black Rose actually has his cohorts, in the underworld. So those cohorts in the underworld help allow the businessman Solomon Moore to effectuate his business identity in the overworld, which is pretty much how corporate America really works.
Yeah.
But we were able
That's
to do.
That's the message.
So we actually, had taken, a stab at reality, where the overtones that a lot of people don't get, like when they actually see Scarface or when they look at Goodfellas or they look at Casino or any of these movies, they never really truly grasp that there really is no separation between the two.
Yeah.
It's all integrated. They all work together. And so coming with the Black Rose, he's able to take all those elements and combine them into a reality. And the difference when you see like a Bruce Wayne is an individual. You know, he has no team. So he's an individual that's going against the so-called underworld environment. Or you have Iron Man. You know, Iron Man, so-called, is a hero, you know, but he has a defense company.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, okay, he's an individual, but he works with the military. So is he a good guy or is he a bad guy? Like, who is he actually fighting for, he's fighting against? So what we were able to do is take the realities that most of these, or the majority of the population globally, you know, they can't be Iron Man. You know, they can't be Tony Montana. They're not going to be Michael Corleone. They're not going to be any of these figures, because that doesn't truly represent who they are. So if you go to the world, from South America to Africa to the Middle East to Asia, you know, you have a whole different demographic that we kind of showcase within the comic. So the Black Rose might be in Brazil.
Yeah.
You know, he might be in Nigeria. He might be in Dubai, as well as being in Philadelphia. You know, and we integrate all those international elements into a realistic presentation.
Yeah, and you talk about that. How important is diversity in books in general?
Because it's very important, because what happens is that, going back to the identity, you know, if you look at a Tony Stark, if you look at a Bruce Wayne, you know, if you look at Thor, if you look at James Bond, if you look at any of these, you know, heroes that have been around for 40 plus years or more, they still represent a very small percentage of the global population. So from a business perspective, if you're going to merchandise the product, then you're recycling content. You know, it's not like you're creating a true reflection of reality. You know, so if you have a Eurocentric perspective on superheroes, when the majority of the world are not Europeans or not of European descent. So if you got 1 billion people in Africa, 1 billion people in China, 1 billion people in India, billions of people in South America, then we wanted to have images or a hero or anti-hero, you know, that could speak to those huge demographics.
And you talk about, you know, creating a good hero and stuff like that. Is there a particularly big villain that we'll see in the book that, you know, is sort of Black Rose's Joker or Lex Luthor that sort of matches that diversity?
His anti-hero?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cabal. You know, so we actually have that dark shadow, you know, sub-government, you know, that is actually working against the business interests of the main character, which is Solomon Moore. So the alter person who is actually protecting the interests of Solomon Moore is the Black Rose.
Yeah.
You know, so since Solomon Moore is a businessman and he actually has the relationships from the business world and the underworld, then he understands the elements that are actually destroying society as a whole. So if he's dealing with
we don't want to give the story away.
Right, I don't want to give the story away.
Yeah, we don't want to.
But we're talking about the anti-hero, like the Lex Luthor or the Black Rose.
Right. When you the dynamic of and it's actually a great character relation, because now if you look at Lex Luthor, it started off as this crazy mad scientist thing and evil businessman. Now I think now he's part of the Justice League. Actually, recently he's and so like there's that level of anti-hero and redemption, so to speak, with this character. Black Rose already knows what he's doing when it comes down to this level of infiltration, which is where the level of his crossroads with his challenge of dichotomy comes from. And so, you know, like you can't, you know, have, you know, it's difficult to have one wing dipped in blood and the other one loyal and everything to, you know, the good cause. It's difficult to balance that. You have to have a certain mindset to be able to do that in a light on, lights off psychology and everything. So you're talking about a different breed of person. Very few people, those people exist, but it's very hard to find those people being able to do it so seamlessly and everything. So is he an anti-hero? Some of the things you're going to see in the book, yes, yeah,
and
by the definition of it, yes.
Who is his antagonist?
But his antagonists are going to be like, it's a whole nother level of sophisticated evil when you look at it. Is it, like a lot of people are going to look at this and see like a central individual and everything. It's going to be like, okay, is Black Rose going against, I'm not going to say the villain's name yet, but is Black Rose going against such and such? And you're kind of like, okay, that's his arch nemesis. No. Is much bigger, because this challenge that he's going after is this grand big. It's going to come to find out that it's not just some evil individual or evil entity and everything. Come to find out and everything, you're going against something that has existed for centuries and everything. And they're seeing somebody who is actually posing a threat, because when it comes to him, it's not just, people will find out that it's not just, as Zach mentioned, it's not just Black Rose, this one guy. It's Black Rose and it's everybody. His network is stupid vast. And so, like, in a matter of making one call, which is very close to reality, you can make doors open real quick. And so, and it's so, doo-doo-doo, and it's just, the world just opens up, and you need those type of resources for what he's doing. Because when it's all said and done, as we mentioned about The Godfather and so on and so forth, and glorifying these, anti-heroes and everything, which, for all intents and purposes, aren't necessarily anti-heroes, they're still villains and everything. It's not like they're doing anything enriching to society. When we introduce and see this character and everything, how he interacts and everything, this is a legitimate hero going after the bad guys. And it's not just evil to evil. It's just a lesser evil going against a greater evil, as those other movies have depicted. It's really a hero going against a villain, because you're not going to see law enforcement or anything taken out by the Black Rose, because he believes in what's being done. He wants a good fight. He is a hero. He's just going by eliminating the evil element with extreme prejudice.
And do you guys have any big plans for, big stories for Black Rose and the rest of the HR? Like, is there any events you could tease? Or?
There is an event I can tease right now. There's an event, I will just say that, like, we have Scorn, for example. Scorn is obviously the straight up, she doesn't deal with the underworld at all. She's just that proverbial superhero and everything. Mass vigilante, super trained, very strong female protagonist and everything that, Latino character, actually, Latina. Very strong, very, district attorney to her city and everything. Well, as you know, Black Rose Network, well, he's a known crime lord.
Yeah.
and it's not just like in where he is. He's a globally known crime lord that people. So let's say if, this is the tease.
Yeah.
So let's say it was rumored that he was making an appearance, or his presence was being heard, or he was seen in Scorn's playground. Well, this is a major hit right here. This is a major player. If I take him out and get him arrested and put him in behind bars, I'm making a massive blow to the criminal underworld under her, with her impression of what they know of what she knows as Black Rose, because everybody else thinks Black Rose is a criminal. The regular people. So what happens when these two paths cross? So you're going to have like a major crossover event where you have like the Wonder Woman of our universe going against the Batman of our universe. And let's see who wins that fight.